This is KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, Washington. I'm Carmen Jaramillo with local news and commentary for November 16, 2021. In one of the largest single-day power outages in recent memory, over 11,000 East Jefferson County residents lost power yesterday, including the entire city of Port Townsend. The PUD said at one point over 50% of their customers were without power. The PUD reported outages starting in the late afternoon Sunday, which continued throughout the day Monday. By 5:30 a.m., close to 2,000 people were without power in Coyle, Port Ludlow, and Hadlock. The PUD reported at 11:30 a.m. that the entire city of Port Townsend had lost power. Outages continued to be reported in Maristone Island, Chimicum, Quilcene, Discovery Bay, Port Ludlow, and at the Port Townsend Paper Mill. By 4 p.m., power was restored to about 5,000 people, but another 6,500 were in the dark as the sun went down. The National Weather Service advised to expect winds from 35 to 45 miles per hour with gusts up to 60 miles per hour in the Admiralty Inlet area. Winds were recorded up to 75 miles an hour in Coopville. Port Townsend to Coopville sailings were canceled for almost the entire day. After torrential rains all weekend, a flood warning was issued for Clallam and Jefferson counties. Flooding closed portions of U.S. Highways 101 and 112 on Monday, isolating some residents of Forks from emergency services. At least 11 homes in Forks were evacuated due to the flooding, and some families were moved to overnight emergency shelters. Getting this broadcast out the door yesterday was quite a struggle. We had power at KPTZ, but after about 1 p.m. we had no internet. Newer residents to the area might be surprised by this windstorm, but longtime residents know that this is kind of how it goes. In 2005, the Seattle Seahawks played the Pittsburgh Steelers in the Super Bowl. I was 8 years old, and that weekend, the power went out in Port Ludlow, where I lived. The power was out for almost 3 days. I remember sitting by the fire with my family listening to the game on an emergency radio. Eventually, we decided to drive into Hadlock and have dinner at our favorite restaurant, Pedro's Fiesta Jalisco. When we got to the restaurant, they had the game going on a 12-inch TV in the server station, and we watched it from the table. The Seahawks lost. Avoid a trip across the Hood Canal Bridge tonight, as it will be closed for several hours for repairs. Starting tonight at 11 p.m. and ending tomorrow at 4 a.m., the Hood Canal Bridge will be closed for construction. An advisory from the Washington State Department of Transportation says the work is weather-dependent, meaning it could be canceled and rescheduled. The Port Townsend Police Department and the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office are investigating the death of a Port Townsend man as a potential vehicular homicide. Jack Bishop, 25, was reportedly being pulled by a scooter while he rode a longboard in the early morning hours of October 23rd, when he suffered a head injury. Officers responded to the area of Sheridan Avenue and 7th Street at close to 2 a.m. Bishop was airlifted to Harborview Medical Center, where he died of his injuries. Details of the incident which led to his death have not yet been released. Bishop graduated from Port Townsend High School in 2015 and was a classmate of mine. He is survived by his high school sweetheart and fiancé, Don Conway. COVID-19 cases are back on the rise nationally this week, Dr. Allison Berry told the Board of County Commissioners Monday. This doesn't come as a surprise, Berry said, since we are moving quickly into winter and we know transmission most often occurs indoors. Locally, case rates are slightly down in Jefferson County, with 202 cases per 100,000 residents. Jefferson County Public Health added 8 new cases of COVID-19 yesterday, bringing the total confirmed case count to 1,217. 28 cases are in active isolation and 5 people are hospitalized locally. William Bentz, director of Jefferson County Emergency Management, gave a positive report on the first local vaccine clinic for children ages 5 to 11, which took place Saturday at Blue Heron Middle School. Bentz said 196 children were administered their first shot, and those children will return next month for their second dose. The next clinic for children will be held this coming Saturday at Chimicum Schools, and as of yesterday, there were still several open availabilities, so visit jeffersoncountypublichealth.org to make an appointment for your child. That's all from me for today. KPTZ 91.9 FM brings you local news at noon and 5 p.m. Monday through Thursday, and at noon on Friday and Saturday. You can contact us through news@kptz.org. I'm Carmen Jaramillo. Thanks for bearing with me.